Hello, and welcome to Direwild, a sometimes silly, sometimes scary D&D podcast set in the monstrous Wild West.
My name's Joe. I play Marco Schmidt, the school teacher for Liberty.
My name is Sean. I play Galen. He is a ranch hand at the Moss River Ranch.
And I'm AJ. I play Jiro, and he's a blacksmith.
And my name's Will. I am the DM for this campaign. Our story starts in the small town of Liberty in the Salentria region of the Colorado Territory. Liberty is home to roughly 1,500 citizens, and in the year 1870, Colorado was not yet a state but only a territory. Outside Liberty lies Moss River Ranch, a fair-sized horse and cattle ranch that supplies the town with most of its animal needs. After a long week of work, our heroes decided to meet at the Red Door Saloon for drinks and something that Galen needed to tell the group. Sitting at the Red Door Saloon is Marco and Jiro waiting for their friend Galen to arrive.
So any idea what he wanted?
Couldn't tell you, Jay. He just kind of bursted in the door and said, "Meet me here in an hour." Did he happen to tell you anything?
Nope, did the same thing.
Sometimes I wonder about him. I think he's been kicked in the head one too many times by a mule.
He does fight a lot.
That could be it.
Got knocked around one too many times.
Yeah. Hey, barkeep. Whiskey.
Make that two. Make that three. I hurt his hand.
In that moment, Galen walks up behind the two of you and sits down at the table with a piece of paper in his hand.
I got a job, I was told I was going to do it, and I need more than one person. Y'all are coming with.
What's the job?
We're going somewhere to get something.
What's the something?
Great question.
Are they paying one?
Alright.
You get 175 gold apiece.
Woo! That could buy a lot of books for the school.
Here's the map. Take a look.
Alright, Galen, it's just a map of the surrounding area. What are we looking at here? What's the job we're doing?
We're going to the Red X.
Alright.
We're going to find a little artifact.
And what is at the Red X?
We're going to the church.
What are we doing at the church?
We're finding an artifact.
Jay, are you okay with this?
Yeah. Let's go.
So with the information that Galen has given you of this job, when would you like to complete this mission?
I'm cool with doing it right now.
Easy money.
Right now? All right. So the three of you spend a little time, drink your drinks, leave the Red Door, go to your own homes, get whatever you think you would need for this adventure, and set out. Following the map, this church is about half a day's ride, so when you get there, it is nighttime. It's almost midnight. Walking up to this abandoned church, it's a lot more than abandoned. It is decrepit and falling apart, and most of you do not get a good vibe coming off of this church. There is something wrong with the energy around it. Standing in the churchyard, what would the three of you like to do?
Go in. I'm trying to get some money.
Yeah.
I don't care about no vibe.
Yeah. I'm gonna grab Galen by the shoulder since he's already heading ahead and say, something feels off about this place. Maybe we should
scope it out, look around before we just charge right through the door.
The field office, I'm not getting paid right now.
You'll get paid. I just would rather not walk in and take a bullet to the head.
Well, then don't walk in first.
Sounds good to me.
I'm gonna open the door.
All right.
Open me? Can I roll perception? Can I roll perception on the door? On the church as a whole.
Will's gonna be like, yes, that is a door.
Yeah. Yeah, you can roll perception. Go for it, man.
On the church as a whole.
Yep.
Yes. What does a 18 give me?
Damn, this is a church.
Fuck you.
I gave all the information.
Fuck you.
Spooky, scary.
For some reason, you cannot feel the Holy Spirit in this church. Mm-hmm.
Jesus is not taking the wheel of this church.
He has abandoned this church.
Where is your God now?
Abandon all hope, ye who enter.
Yeah.
You just see a sign that just says you're fucked.
Yeah. So, Jiro leading the group, he opens the door for Galen. Galen, how would you like to enter this situation?
Oh, with swagger.
All right. Define
roll for swagger. Roll for swagger.
What's my swagger skill?
Define swagger, my man.
Walking in, like, I own the building and all of the vines that are growing inside of this church. Like, it is my church.
Okay. You bust through this door.
Like, big dick energy. Like,
yeah. You walk in with the best BDE this church has ever seen. And Jesus, you immediately see the church is no longer decrepit on the inside. It looks like a normal, well-working structure. But all of the windows, the stained glass, have different depictions of a red dragon. And there are banners hanging from the ceiling of white silk with red bordering and the symbol of a red dragon in the middle. At the opposite end of this church from where you are, there is three men in white silk robes that very much match these banners. And behind them, in this silver and iron cage, is this foot-tall statue of some horrible beast.
I'm gonna draw my gun and be like, hey friends, I'm gonna need you to hand over that statue.
Three of them turn to you, and all in unison, in a monstrous, horrifying voice, say,
you have entered the temple of the dragon. Your life is now forfeit.
And they all draw silver sabers and begin to approach you. At this moment, Jiro and Marco, you walk in and see the ensuing situation.
So, walking into the church and seeing these guys with their drawn swords coming toward Galen, I am going to use their preoccupation with him to kind of slip away out of sight and sneak over and try to either get behind them or get a better angle so that I have like a good flank on them.
All right, give me a stealth roll.
That would be a 19.
19? All right. You're able to sneak away with their preoccupation of Galen and go around the pews at the border of the room and make your way to the back. Jiro, are you doing anything about this?
I'm going to draw my two tantos.
Okay.
And run up to
here. All right. Can the three of you roll me initiative? Fifteen for Galen. 10 to 15.
13.
Marco, 13. And Jiro, what'd you get?
Two.
Yeah,
I'll just go plus one.
Okay. So, these three robed figures, let's call them, begin to charge at you, each with their swords. Two of them are going to attack you, Galen. One of them is going to attack you, Jiro. Does a 5 or a 7 hit your AC?
It does not.
All right. How about a 17 for you, Shiro?
Yeah.
All right. So, the two robed figures are not able to get you with their sword swings. For some reason, you are very dexterous at this moment. Whoa. Whereas Yujiro, you're a little caught up in what's happening. You just walk into a room, all of a sudden the dude's swinging a sword at you, and he's able to get you and deal 2 damage. Slashing damage straight to the side of your arm. Yeah. Yeah, it's your bob and weave. Now it is you, Galen.
I'm assuming they're like, since they rolled up and did their sword slashes, they're pretty much on me.
They're right in front of you, yes. They are not flanking you, but they are at a 30 degree angle from each side of you.
Well, I'm more or less just thinking of how effective a rifle would be able to basically in my face.
A rifle's also a melee weapon.
Butt stroke that ass.
I am. I'm gonna like lower my rifle and a little shooting hand, pull out my dagger, and just kinda like stab.
Stab one of them.
Yeah.
Alright, give me an attack roll.
A nat one?
Yeah, a nat one, you do not get anything, my man. You jab forward and just hit air. Marco, you're next.
Is there like a candelabra or one of those you see, I think most churches have on the side of the altars, the big candlesticks?
Yeah, there's on each side of this cage behind the altar, there is 4-foot tall candelabras, each with about 5 candles lit.
How heavy is that 4-foot tall metal rod?
I'd say it's about 30 pounds.
So I could pick it up, but it's not going to be very wieldy.
Well, it's a solid iron bar with things jutting out of the top. So it's going to be awkward, but...
I'm just going to sneak up behind the one in front of Galen.
Okay.
And put my derringer right to his head and pull the trigger.
All right. Give me a stealth roll again.
That is a 9.
With a 9, right when you get about a foot away from one of these robed figures, a floorboard creaks, and he turns around, and with a shocked expression, you see him lock eyes with you, and you are now his new target.
All right, I would like to attack him then.
All right.
I roll a 4.
With a 4... in your crouched position and being surprised by him being surprised by you, you try to hip fire and it just goes off in a random direction. Zooms right past him. And that brings us to Zero.
I'm gonna use my two tantos.
Yep.
I'm gonna try to cut like across his neck.
Okay.
And then use the other one to cut up.
Okay. Give me your 2 attack rolls.
First one was a 5, the second one is a 19.
Your first one, the robed figure is able to dodge out of the way in a backstroke, but because of his already made movement, your upstroke works perfectly fine. Give me a damage roll.
8.
So with him moving backwards and exposing his torso to you, you're able to go with your tanto straight up through his gut, and you see all of the viscera and the intestines and everything pour out of this slash, and he falls back dead. Responding to Marco is now one of the rogue figures' turns, and he will try to slash at you with his sword and completely miss with a 3. The other one is going to, again, try to attack Galen, and I'm assuming a 20 gets your AC.
It does.
So, he goes to jab at you now being vulnerable from your stab forward and gets you for 2 damage and pierces you right in the shoulder. But then, it brings us right back to you.
I'm just gonna stab him again.
Alright. Give me an attack roll. You look happy over there, man. What'd you get?
I don't know what to say.
Was it real good? Was it real good?
Dude. It's a one again.
Oh. So, first of all, Galen needs to switch dice. Second of all,
I'm doing good.
Getting stabbed in your stabbing shoulder, your aim is a little bit off now. And you tried to go center mass and you ended up going just to the left of him. But that does bring us back to Marco.
The rogue attacker that slashed at me?
Yes.
Is he off balance from having missed?
No.
No? Can I try and tackle him to the ground?
You can try.
And then shoot him in the head with my Dillinger?
No. That would have to be a different attack action.
Alright, I'm still going to try and tackle him to the ground.
Okay.
What do you want?
Give me a strength roll.
Strength? 10.
With you rolling a 10 and this rogue figure rolling a 17, you spring up from your crouched position and try to get him center mass, but he's already in a fighting stance. And you shove him, nothing really happens. You're kind of just like bear hugging a strange dude's waist right now.
Galen, a little help here, please.
I'm stabbing the air. Can't help myself.
Jiro.
Is he still hugging? Are we grappled, technically?
Next turn, or next round, you will be grappled. Did you decide to just keep holding him?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah.
Then I'm gonna run up behind the guy.
Okay.
Ooh. And cut it in the back of his neck.
I have him restrained, technically.
Yes, give me advantage attack roll.
19.
19 is good enough, my man. Give me give me damage.
3.
All right. Dealing 3 damage, you run up behind him and slice the back of his neck. It doesn't go in as deep as you would have liked. It doesn't separate his spine or anything. But in response to this, he's going to notice first that you are behind him now, and second of all, with all of his weight, try to go down with his elbows on your back, Marco. That is a 21.
Yeah, he hit me.
All right. Give me a strength save to see if you're still able to hold on to this man.
15.
All right. You're able to hold on just enough to not be knocked straight on your face, but you are now laying down on the ground. You didn't take any damage from it. The man in front of Galen now is going to try to swipe at you again. And I'm going to guess that like a 3 doesn't really do it.
No, it doesn't.
All right, so to paint a picture, there is one rogue man not only wrestling with Marco, but also now fighting Jiro actively. And then a few feet away, another rogue man and Galen are just swatting at each other at this point. Only the rogue man has gotten a couple stabs in, but you're both just swatting at air. That does bring us to you though, Galen.
Fuck it, I'm gonna butt stroke him.
Butt stroke him?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give me an attack.
Finally.
A 21.
21? That is great. Give me 1d4 damage plus your strength.
6.
6? You, in the heat of this, rifle in one hand, dagger in the other, you throw your dagger to the ground, and you take the barrel of your rifle and uppercut this man right in the chin. And you have not killed him, but he does fall back and is catching up on some sleep right now.
Oh, he's slumped?
Yeah, you knocked him the fuck out. Marco, what would you like to do? First of all, you need to get up. Remember that.
Yeah. Is he like standing over me?
Yes.
I'm gonna roll over, point my derringer right at this guy's hanging Johnson, and pull the trigger.
All right.
Do I need to roll an attack?
Yeah, give me an attack with triple advantage. So roll 3 dice, take the best.
The monstrous dick.
Yeah, because not only is he flanked right now, but you're right under him and pointing it, it's like point blank.
I rolled 3 times and the best I could do was a 12.
Okay. Well, 12 is good. 12 is good enough, but actually, roll me damage before I describe what you see, my man.
4.
All right. Marco, let me paint a picture for you. So, when you roll over, your head is now in the open part under a robe. And you see the hairy calves, the hairy thighs leading up to what you could assume would be there. You decide to take this moment to pull out your derringer again and point it right at his unders. And as the bullet releases from this derringer up into his body, through his scrotum, through his torso, out the top of his head, which you see, Jiro, everything that you just opened a pathway towards is now raining on you. Jiro, what would you like to do?
I have to take a second answer.
You just gave this dude a period.
You just gave this dude a heavy flow month.
Is he dead?
Oh yeah, he's dead. He falls over right on top of you.
Oh, y'all are 69?
Yeah. Congratulations, Marco. You got your Red Wings. Jiro.
You stay the fuck away from my person.
Yeah, you are technically not in combat anymore because the one combatant that you did have is now knocked out.
Oh, he
night-night. Yeah, he night-night.
Oh, shit. What just happened? I think I got him. I'm just gonna grab him by his arm and kind of pull him up.
So, you push this dead body off of him, and the body just slinks to the side and pull up the now blood faced covered Marco. I think that's the polite way of saying that.
I'm just gonna wipe the blood off of my face real casually and pull out a handkerchief from my pocket and just start like cleaning up a little bit.
Just like Macbeth, no matter how much you do, it does not get clean.
I'm just gonna pat him on the back. Didn't know you had it in you.
Galen, what are you doing during this?
I'm gonna shoot the dude.
Alright.
The slump dude. But like, I'm gonna make it cool. I'm gonna stand over him with one hand as far as I can.
Alright. So, as you go and Terminator this guy.
Yes.
Head just turns into a November pumpkin and goes everywhere. All right, what would everyone like to do now?
Go pick up my artifact.
Investigate the room. Same.
Okay. So you, Galen, are walking up to the relic, and Jiro and Marco, you are investigating the room as a whole.
Investigate the room / pat down the three dudes we just killed.
Okay.
I'm just looking around. Okay. Room.
What'd you guys get?
For investigation?
Yeah. What'd you get on investigation?
19.
17.
Okay. On the bodies themselves, they had nothing but what you saw. Just their robes and their swords and the scabbards to them. Lying around the room, there was nothing really worth taking. It looked like the sole purpose of this room was to carry this relic, which I'm sure you've gathered at this point. These were not highwaymen. They seemed to be some sort of cultists. Galen.
Trying to get paid.
Approaching this relic, still in this iron and silver cage. The closer you get to it, the more you notice a almost electric hum coming from it, and a small shine coming from the creases in the carvings. The closer you get, the brighter this light becomes, and the louder this humming is, until the two of you, Marco and Jiro, you can hear it and see it now too. The air feels energized. There is something in the room coming from this relic until it gets to the point where it is almost ear-shatteringly loud and you have to block your eyes from this light. And then a bright flash of light and an excruciatingly loud sound and darkness. When you wake up, you're outside and it is now daytime. Time has passed, obviously. You're not outside like you got blown out of this church. There is no church left. The only thing sitting in front of you is this pillar with what was once an ornate cage, now blown apart, and the relic just sitting in the middle of it. Standing up and gathering yourselves, you notice all around this relic, for what looks like a 5 to 10 mile radius, there is a giant wall of green and black smoke surrounding what you can assume is the Solentria region.
Are the bodies still there?
They have been eviscerated.
Are the swords still there?
No. They have been, what you can assume, blown somewhere else.
I guess I'm not getting paid.
No, this relic's still there, and you're able to get to it now.
Oh, I bet. Let me grab the relic.
The cage was blown open.
Oh, okay.
Very Looney Tunes when someone puts a cork at the end of a shotgun.
Hmm. Okay. Then, let me grab this relic. I'm still trying to get paid.
Okay. I would like a perception from Marco and Jiro.
23.
23? 10. 10's enough. The two of you notice, as Galen is walking towards this pillar where the relic is standing, something is different about Galen. He doesn't have short, matted, dirty hair anymore. It is now shoulder length and almost a golden blonde. All of the scarification and dismodification that was on his face is now gone, and his bone structure has even changed to the point where you could even say he's fucking hot. He's just hot now, and you don't know why.
His hair is always blowing in
the— his hair is just constantly— he's Fabio now.
Galen, you feeling all right there, buddy?
I feel great.
Are you sure you feel great? You don't look the same.
Do you feel different?
No.
Because you definitely look different.
I mean, other than hair, but,
look at yourself.
Electrified air, you're just kind of like, something happened.
I'm gonna reach into my pocket and pull out my timepiece that's mirrored. It looks like silver, but it's not. But it's mirrored enough for him to get a good look at his reflection. And I'm gonna kind of hand it to him and just go, take a look at yourself there, friend.
So Marco hands to you this ornate little trinket. And when you bring it up to your face, you are almost scared for a second that you no longer look like you anymore. You look only distantly related to what you once were.
It just kind of sucks on my scars are gone, but looking good.
Knowing you, Galen, I imagine you'll be reacquiring a few of those scars.
I hope so. I mean, if they took the scars away, who's to say that I can even get scars now?
Also, all three of you notice something. Your wounds are no longer there. The stabs or slashes or anything you took are now just completely healed within what you can only assume was a matter of a few hours.
I feel great, I say as I basically pat my body down. All my aches and pains are gone. Jay, are you feeling this? I feel like I'm 5 years younger.
No, this is kind of weird. I'm just going to take my dagger and just kind of cut myself a little bit.
Okay. So you take your tanto, and on the back of your arm, you slice it in what you can only describe as a morbid investigation. And you draw blood, and the blade goes through like a normal blade would. give yourself damage.
Three.
Yeah, just take 3 slashing damage from cutting your own arm. Yeah, you guys are all back up to max health.
You were at max health.
Oh, yeah, I killed myself.
Yeah.
Jay, what the hell are you doing?
I was trying to check something.
Are you trying to check what color your blood is, man? What
no,
is that?
All of our wounds disappeared, so I was seeing if.
So the first thing.
If I cut myself, it would disappear. Would...
The first thing that comes to mind is I'm gonna cut myself.
Yeah, this is weird. Don't you think it's weird?
I think it's weird, but I didn't immediately cut myself. Galen, do you want to chime in on this?
The only thing I'm checking is myself, you know what I'm saying? Like,
when
your boy looking good.
When Galen turns around, there is something blatantly strange about him now, even more than before. The pupils of his eyes are now glowing a effervescent purple. Instead of a black hole in the middle of your iris, there is light now coming out of his eyes.
What the fuck?
Oh, this is so cool.
Would anyone like to roll a... Give me a perception.
I would like to look at myself. My own
24.
24? You also notice, Marco, that the creases in the carving of this relic are glowing now, a deep green, brighter and brighter the closer it is to where his hand is holding it.
Hey, Galen, if I were you, I would put that thing down. It's glowing a weird color, man.
Yeah, well, you know, glowing things pays more money, so.
Not in my experience.
Books?
Yes, when a book glows, it does not cost more money. It costs less.
What kind of books are you... What?
Children? Your experience is children.
When a child glows, we have serious questions.
This means you're too close to TMI.
when a child glows, all you have to say to them is "Privet, здравствуйте."
Gentlemen, do any of you notice the weird green and black smoke-looking wall thing around everything?
Yeah, I'm more worried about Galen here. Like, why does he look like this? Yeah, let me see that thing.
What
relic?
Thing?
You're holding the relic.
Oh, am I? Oh. Here you go.
So, as you would notice watching this happening, as soon as the relic leaves his hand, his eyes go back to normal. But when Jiro picks it up, and Galen, you would see this being right in front of him, the relic starts to glow again more intensely around his hand, and the pupils of his eyes start to glow a mix of blue and orange, like a swirling mix right out of his pupils.
I'm gonna look around and see if there's any like discarded canvas or... You rode our horses up here, correct?
You did.
I'm gonna go over to my horse and pull the blanket off of the horse and walk over to Jay and wrap the idol in the blanket.
So as you walk over to what was once your horse is now a puddle of gore at the bottom of a nearby tree from this explosion, you are able to get maybe what could be considered a hand towel left of this blanket.
When he comes back, I'm grabbing him. Not making him touch it.
You're grabbing Marco's hand.
I want to see him glow.
Okay.
We're spending way too much time on touching this fucking idol.
No, we're not.
You can touch me too.
Okay. So, when you walk back up and try to wrap this around the idol, Galen, give me a strength check. Give me either a strength check or dexterity, depending on if you're trying to pull away or if you're trying to get to it faster.
I'm trying to get to it faster.
All right, give me a strength check then.
15.
What is that?
15.
15? So as you reach for this relic, trying to get it out of their hands, Galen grabs your wrist, twists it, and just pushes it onto the relic. And it's going to be a little bit of a cutscene, less of a you guys see this. I mean, you guys would see all the other two. But now there is a scene of the three of you standing in this blast radius, all touching this relic. Jiro, your eyes are glowing this swirling mix of bright blue and bright orange. Galen, your pupils are glowing this bright, deep purple. And Marco, yours are glowing this intense, almost smoking mix of red and yellow.
This is so cool.
This relic in the three of your hands is now glowing like a light bulb.
What the fuck is this thing?
The three of you would now notice that I went into all of your character sheets on D&D Beyond. And, Marco, you are now a cleric. Galen, you are now a bard. And Jiro, you are now a monk. As you're holding this, you feel all of the magic and the energy coming off of this relic. And the three of you each see a very intense scene through your eyes. Jiro, you see, as if you're in someone else's body looking through their eyes, a courtyard in a temple in the mountains of 50 people practicing some sort of martial arts. And there's this sense of pride that comes over you, like you're the one that taught them how to do that. And there's this pride in everyone looking at you like you are their leader. And then it starts to fade and distort into a scene of this slaughter temple. Everyone in it has been killed by someone or something. And all these people that you loved and led at one point are now corpses strewn about a temple. Galen, you see ancient Greek bathhouses and courtyards filled with love and passion and sex and everyone becoming one. And then it starts to change into a scene of husband and wives being jealous of each other, fighting, domestic abuse, and how love can turn into the most evil thing when not held right. Marco, you see a beautiful scene of a distant countryside with the sun coming up over the mountains and life sprouting and people being reinvigorated by this sun, crops growing and everything. And then it changes, it darkens, and the sun's gone. But then it comes back over the same field, now covered with the aftermath of a war. Hundreds upon hundreds of soldiers lie in their own puddles of blood, limbs cut off, heads cut off. The goriest thing you can think of is in a mile radius all around you as the sun illuminates this. And then in that moment, for each of you, there's a strange electric shock, and you're jolted, and you drop this relic to the ground. So with this new information you now have, what would the three of you like to do?
I would like to go back into town.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to punch him. No, we were on trees.
There's trees around, yes.
I'm gonna try to use like karate punch.
Okay.
Just to see what happens.
You go up to this a little damaged from the blast oak, and you take form. You reel back, and you send your fist forward, and it hits the tree a little bit harder than a normal person's would, out of this instinctual new learning from some reason. But you still take a damage because you just punched an oak tree. So just take one damage.
And then I'm just
going to
go back.
Okay.
I'm going to grab the relic because I'm here to get paid.
Okay. Are you grabbing it open hand or are you taking the cloth from Marco?
I'm just gonna grab it.
Galen reaches down and grabs this relic open hand again. And there's something weird that happens. It does start to glow, that green, that it was glowing, but his pupils are now the same. They are just look like a normal person's eyes. What are you doing next?
Let's walk back to the town.
All right. Marco and Galen, you two start walking off in the direction of Liberty. Zero, I assume you follow them. It took you about half a day to get there on horse. Your horse is now being buzzard food. It takes you just to the point of sunset to get back to Liberty. Can everyone roll me a perception? Zero?
18.
Marco?
9.
Marco?
10.
Walking back into this town, everything looks normal. It's the normal hustle and bustle of Liberty. For some reason though, Jiro, you notice something is off. You can't quite put your finger on what it is, but the energy of the town and the way people carry themselves and the demeanor on their faces looks different. Not happier, not sadder. There's no emotion that you could rightly quantify, but something is off. What would the three of you like to do now in this almost dusk, Liberty?
The weapon vendor
open? The general store does carry firearms when they have them in stock. There is no dedicated firearms.
I'm just looking for ammo.
Okay. Yeah.
How much would you think Galen has of money because of this?
Well, whatever money you did have is kind of laying in a blown apart saddlebag. Marco, what would you like to do?
I'm gonna go back to my school house and go to sleep. And, well, clean off all the blood and everything that's on me.
Okay. Jiro?
I'm gonna go up to the closest person and just kind of wave my hand in face.
The closest person to you is a nicely dressed woman with a dress in that blue and white plaid with the bonnet on the back and just walking down the street. And she sees you do this and kind of reels back and is like, hey mister, I don't want any trouble. Are you okay?
Do you know what's going on here? Why does everybody look so...
Look so what? What are you talking about? No one looks... People look like the emotions they would have in a town at night.
Alright, never mind. Go about your business.
Oh, okay. And she just... She walks away with this, like... Who the fuck are you look on her face? Very weirded out by a stranger just coming up and waving his hand in front of her face. What's up, Galen?
I want to charm the shopkeeper.
Okay.
Into giving me 3 bullets.
Okay. You walk up to the general store. He's just about to close down the shop for the night. You see him getting everything ready to leave and lock up, but you catch him just in time. And you walk through the door, the little bell rings, and...
Oh, hi, stranger.
What can I get you?
I'm gonna use my charm person spell.
All right, attempt. You may try.
I don't know what I can do. I need a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
It's a 9.
It's a 9?
That's a 9.
Alright, so you're gonna spend your first level spell slot on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm gonna use the purple d20 because of you. You rolled nat 1.
Oh, yeah, he charmed as fuck.
Right off the bat, whatever this power you realize you have, and this instinctual, oh, fuck, I do not have money, something inside you just says, just tell him that you can have it. And when you speak, there's energy on your words. And you see his eyes flash for a second with the same purple that they saw. And his demeanor changes as if... How would you like his demeanor to change? Would you like him to be in love with you? Would you like him to be friends with you?
Completely complacent. And then, like, I could, like, tell him to, like, he's completely okay with everything, basically.
Okay. Actually, here in the spell description, it says, regards you as a friendly acquaintance.
Oh, well then, yeah.
Yeah, so he regards you as a friendly acquaintance. Oh! What do you need? I got a lot of stuff here. What are you in for?
I just need some ammo for my rifle, nothing crazy.
Oh, for you? Anything. And he goes through this little cabinet that he has on the edge of the, that bar that I can't remember the name of at the moment, and pulls out a single box of rifle ammo. Here you go, friend.
Well, I mean, since we're here, you know, I think you can spare a couple coins for, you know, an old acquaintance.
Sure. I'm going to, because this would be directly against his merchant values of just giving away money, I'm going to give him a second attempt to... what's your spell, DC?
It's a 9 save.
Alright, he is just short of it. So, I'm going to roll I'm going to roll another d20, and whatever comes up, that's what he would give a friendly acquaintance.
And just to be clear, I'm not trying to, like, take it, like...
Yeah, you're not trying to stick
like,
him up.
Take it from the store. I'm just out of his pocket.
Okay. He takes this already pre-made little paper envelope and drops in 17 gold coins. He's like, here you go, friend. Now, if you don't mind, I was trying to close up for the night. I will see you again next time.
Oh, yeah, no, dude.
For anyone wondering, listening, we are just replacing the U.S. currency with gold coins. One gold coin is $1, so on and so forth. All right, Marco. Marco, when you walk into the schoolhouse and the adjoined small house where you actually live, you're walking through... And you see things are arranged a little differently than you remember leaving them. And you walk into the back room where your bedroom is. And you go to clean yourself and lay down. And you hear a footstep. And a man in a nice suit with a gun in his hand says, "What the fuck are you doing in my house?" And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you all for listening. We will be back next time.